Expedia and Visit Scotland invite you to come experience the beauty that awaits in Scotland. The sweep of wild coastlines, quiet lochs and untamed landscapes. Fresh cuisine that feels rooted in the land. Come experience the kind of stillness that stays with you long after you leave. Plan your Scottish escape today at expedia.com/visit Scotland.
Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with jazz vocalist Sivan Arbel and pianist Andrea Goretti on their 2026 duo album Basrima. We dig into how this duo met, their work together, and the full scope of this new album. It marks her first duo recording with this wonderful Italian pianist, and the name of the album actually means flow in Hebrew, a word that reflects the natural musical exchange between the combo as they move fluidly between composition and improvisation. The music holds space for both the tensions and tenderness of contemporary life, acknowledging its shadows while leaning towards unity and wholeness. We get into their full story. Enjoy this interview. Thank you for reaching out. I'm looking forward to getting into the new album. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. So this is kind of a new concept for you, huh? This album?
For me.
How did it land? What was kind of the nexus and the evolution of this concept?
It's a great story, Andrea, and I always like to share how we met. I was on vacation in Israel, and he was also kind of on vacation in Israel. You don't often get to meet an Italian random person in Tel Aviv. And because I've been touring a lot in Italy for the past at least a decade now, when I hear Italian, I was just drawn to get to know the person. And apparently he was a musician, and we started talking, and this short meeting led us to having a concert in Italy while I was traveling there. Andrea just happened to manage to organize that. And when we got together to just kind of work on the music, the name of the album, Basrima. Basrima means to flow. So everything just kind of flowed really organically, this duo interaction and connection. So after, I think, maybe 3 shows that we've done, over a few months, Andrea found this organization that sponsors musicians like us to create an album. And thanks to their support, we managed to create an album that is Basrima.
Andrea Buongiorno, thank you. I just saw you pop in here. Great to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, good to meet you, Andrea.
So I want to kind of feed off of what was just said about you coming together. And I know that jazz musicians tend to be interchangeable. There's so many different configurations of musicians that come together. But why does it work? What is it about you two that makes this music work?
I think that we have a very different background, musical background, and Chloe brings great richness to the music because originally was trained as a classical pianist, and then I started the contemporary music, and then I switched to jazz, improvisation, and now Sivan is very focused on ragas, for example, and so we create like a unique mixture of things. And I think it works very, very well. The duo has a great balance and does everything. I mean, there's rhythm, there's harmony, there's melody. And also, Sivan wrote beautiful lyrics that add also storytelling concept to the album. So I think it's we don't need anything else more.
So what are you ultimately hoping the listener gets from this album?
Oh, a lot of stuff. Maybe Sven can also add something about the lyrics, but for me, it's like people can just, you know, sit there for 30 minutes and just let the music, you know, flow inside their body and inside their mind, leave all the thoughts away and let just, you know, the beauty and the greatness of art just flow inside one's mind and one's body. And I think that's it.
Yeah, if I can add, there are many meditative, intentional and musical expressions throughout the album that I think can bring the listener back into that meditative state where they can just reconnect to themselves. But regardless to our intention and what we try to connect to through the music, I always believe that once you put the music out there, it's not ours anymore. So whatever they need, the music will bring it out for them.
So you had mentioned kind of the title is Flow, and you had mentioned just letting it kind of flow over your nerves right now. And in America, we're definitely at a point where we need to bring levels of what we're living under and what we're experiencing to a more calm place. And I'm curious, with this album and being a musician and putting music out there to help people decompress a little bit, how much of your creative juices right now are thinking about what's going on in the world and giving people that level of comfort?
I think yes, things are happening in America, but also things are happening in the entire world.
Yeah.
People need totally reset to our souls and mind and body, and just like go to a really long spa session in the world. And for sure, some of the songs and the lyrics are very much influenced by what is happening around us. We have Adama Ayefa. That's a song that Andrea composed, and I wrote the lyrics. And literally, Adama Ayefa means tired land. That ever since October 7th, I feel like the land where I come from is just exhausted. Yeah, that whole region is just exhausted, and I'm sure that can ripple to other places in the world, that people are just, you know, so exhausted, but some souls in that area just keep staying resilient and strong, but they're very tired at the same time. We also have Between Us, the Sky. Also, Andrea wrote that, and I wrote the lyrics, that we are... His title, Between Us, the Sky, inspired me to think that it's, we have one sky and we are in between this earth and the sky, but we're, everyone in this world is between the same earth and the same sky. So why are we going through all this suffering and separation? And so I think, I'm not going to give every example for every song, but every, yeah. but we are definitely... inspired and influenced by what's happening around us.
You know, my ancestors came to Ellis Island from Italy, Shaka, Sicily, and Naples, and that's my family lineage. And I got to wonder, how are the Italians conceptualizing all of this that's going on? When you...
Tomorrow morning is knocking. Stock your fridge now. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel maybe? Or a white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
Check in on what's going on in the world. What's the perception?
Oh, good question. And very difficult to articulate. So I think Italians, yeah, they pretty much care about Italy. So, but on the other hand, yeah, they have like strong opinion, for example, for what's going on the Palestine and Israel, and Ukraine as well. So Yeah. But about the immigration you are talking about, like immigration to the United States. Okay. Well, I don't think that it's getting a thing for the American people, because for Italian people, I mean, they immigrated in a lot of places, in Germany, in Belgium, in Argentina, of course, that's basically half Italian. So, for sure, there were some tragedies. For example, people who went to work in Belgium or in Germany that died in the mines, or, very bad working environments. But apart from that, I mean, in Italy, there's not much thing about people who went abroad. I think.
Yeah, no, no, I'm glad. I'm getting kind of a flavor from different regions of the world, like how people are tuning in and taking all of this in, because there's a lot going on right now. So, what are you doing? Are you all going to get together and do any live shows, promotion for the album? How is all that going to materialize?
So we just got back from our tour. So we released the album in late January. And Andrea and I had a tour scheduled in, I just got back a month ago or 3 weeks ago, starting in Israel and playing in Italy and a jazz festival in Croatia. And the day that Andrea was supposed to arrive to Israel, the war with Iran started. So we're hoping to do that without canceled shows, with a more peaceful air, when we are able to. But the shows in Italy and in Croatia were just fantastic, and we feel very lucky that we had many consecutive days and shows to really deepen the music that was recorded into a live experience.
I think about the stories of Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie when they went on those UN envoys, and they would go to war-torn areas and they would stop fighting for a day so they could put on a show. And just with what you're describing of not being quite sure what's going on right now, do you find.
Where is Daredevil?
A minor.
Don't miss the return of Marvel Television's Daredevil Born Again.
So, what's next?
I feel liberated.
We're gonna take this city back. Over-medicated.
In an all-new season, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
They're hunting us. It's time we started hunting them.
I can work with that.
This should be tons of fun.
Marvel Television's Daredevil: Born Again, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
That the music that you're making, that you're absorbing, is keeping you hopeful in this world that we're living in right now? How is it sustaining you?
Andrea.
You answer better to this question, because for me, the music that I wrote for this album is, I wrote most of the pieces many years ago, but I focus more on my personal experience and feelings, because I believe that artists mainly express like general feelings. You must understand them, and in order to understand them, you must understand your feelings, because your feelings are yours, but they are also universal feelings, and every person can interact with your feeling in a different way, of course, and attribute different meanings to your songs or to your art in general. So basically, for me, my main focus is myself, how I see the world, how I react to the news or to the environment I'm in. Okay, so that's my principal message to start.
Yeah. Did you have anything you wanted to add?
No.
Okay, all right. So if anybody wants to get a copy of this album, I know it's streaming. Is Bandcamp the best place?
No, they should go to 12 lunedici, right, Andrea? I never know how to express it, but basically on my website, they can go get the album, and then they have the different links of how to get access to it. So streaming, and then through the word that I said is our label's name. So over there they can get a hard copy.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, I guess it's more easy in Italy, but because the label is Italian, but I think it's distributed worldwide, so basically everyone can get a copy through the internet. They can get from several sites, like hard copies. Of course, they can also write to us, and we can send them like hand copies if someone wants to. So,
okay, I will put links in the show notes. It's so great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for taking a minute out today, and best of luck on this release. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Israel, Italy, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to both Sivan and Andrea for their time and story. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us on YouTube, and for everything Neon Jazz, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. And until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.